Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. The time is now 6:01 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:01 p.m. on the West Coast, and wherever you are in the world, that's what time it is wherever you are in the world. Welcome to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show on the TMG and the Michael Gay Network, and I appreciate each and every one of you that are listening to us live wherever you are. It's Saturday and a nice, comfortable, pleasant day here in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. We have a few topics we're going to talk about this evening, and the lady of the house, Janet Davis, she's going to be a little bit behind tuning into the show. So I want to share something before we get into our conversation of topics. This week, was really a difficult week for me. Actually, last week leading into this week was pretty much a difficult week for me because on September the 13th was my dad's birthday. My father lived to be 91 years. He lived to be 91 years of age. And of course, my mom and dad are gone, and all three of my brothers are gone. I'm not going to go into detail of everything, but they're all three gone. I just have two sisters left. But it's always difficult for me, to be honest, when these times come, but especially with my dad, because my father was truly my best friend. We worked together for many years on different construction projects, and he always looked out for me, you know. Of course, I always respected him, but as a kid all the way growing up. But when you live around your dad, you work with your dad, you have a different type of relationship. That's your best friend, if it's treated right and respectful. And like I said, he lived to be 91 years of age, and I remember his 90th birthday. We had a barbecue at the house, and I did the grilling and stuff, and everybody else made the stuff, and it was just so much fun. And him passing was the furthest thing from my mind. And I remember that Christmas, he had to go to the hospital, and at one point he had to go to the hospital. They had a monitor on him, and he had to get a pacemaker and everything. But he was just always going, always going. My dad worked all his life. I mean, literally worked, maybe not physically, but mentally. He always, he was always needed. There was people who always wanted him to do the figures for their company. He would do the takeoffs on the jobs and the estimates and everything, and all the way up almost to his death. That's what he loved to do. And I guess that's what made him live as long as he did, because I've always been told, you know, if you stop doing what you love, then you start shortening your life in a sense, right? But he did that for many years, just kept going. But on his 91st birthday, he was in the hospital, and I do remember the nurses bringing him a slice of cake, and he went to eat it, and I didn't catch it, but one of the nurses said, "Mr. Gay, you're using your left hand, aren't you right-handed?" And that threw me off, because I'm the only left-handed individual in my family. My oldest sister, she's ambidextrous. She could use left or right. But I'm the only left-handed sibling in the whole family, and it threw me off to see that. Day after his birthday, I was there in the hospital, and all the family came to see Dad, and everybody left and went about, you know, get something to eat. He seemed to be okay, you know, and everything. And said he was sleepy, and he went to sleep, and I was sitting there, and I wasn't hungry or anything. But I noticed that the monitors started, the thing started showing where blood pressure is dropping and heart rate is changing, and I'm looking at this thing, and I see the woman sitting there who's supposed to be watching this morning. She's just kind of glancing over, but I'm looking at this, and it's bothering me. I'm like, how come nobody's doing anything? I'm like, you know, these numbers are dropping, and I remember going to her and say, "Hey, is this correct?" You know. And before I knew it, they called a code blue and tried to resuscitate him, and he was gone. So I shared that because that was a tough day. Probably the toughest in my life. So I gotta just letting you guys know, you know, just show your love to your family while they're here. So it's been a tough week. Dad's birthday, Dad's death the following day. Tough week. But I thank you guys for the ones who reached out. And, you know, I just thank you. Okay, so let's get to the show. Let me off the mic. Sorry, I had to share that. I had to get through that. Yeah. All right, please welcome, and she's here, the lady of the house, Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis. Hey, Janet, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, and I hope you're doing okay. You know, I know it's hard when you lose a loved one. I'm the last living member of my immediate family. So
yeah,
it's hard. But I just try to think of it as they're in a better place, and I will see them again soon.
Well, you know what? Yeah, and I mean, you know, I don't know why it just overwhelmed me, because I started thinking about brothers too, and I'm like, wow, all the males are gone. So
mm-hmm.
except for me,
well,
so that kind of like caught me off guard. I thought, nah, I was there on Rybom. So that caught me off guard, you know, so I was like, oh, well, wait a minute, you know, this is getting deeper than I thought. But, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just all of a sudden, it just all hit me.
Still have your two sisters.
I have my two sisters, which I don't really communicate with much, but that's another story. I still have my two sisters, but. You know, just the thought of, you know, my dad and my three brothers are all gone, you know, that's pretty heavy, because you kind of expect your parents to leave before you, but not all your, you know, your brothers. But, you know, I mean, I just thank God, you know. I mean, but I'm good. Let's move on.
You were the youngest brother, right?
I was the youngest of the boys, right.
Mm-hmm.
Rivon was the oldest. He was 10 years older, but Niles and Daryl were in between. So there's Rivon
right.
and Deborah. Well, Deborah's the oldest. Then comes Rivon. Then came Niles. Then came Darrell. Then came me, and then came Ava, right? So I was the youngest of the boys. Ava's the youngest of the girls. But I would think that Niles and Darrell would probably still be here, you know. You know what I'm saying? You would think so. But their deaths were of you know, complications. But, yeah, it's just a thing where, you know, I was thinking of my dad, and then all of a sudden it just flooded my mind of my brothers. So, listeners, I apologize. But like I said, just, you know,
this was the week of your father's birthday and passing. So
right, yeah, his birthday was the 13th, and he died the following day. Right, exactly. That's what I was saying. Mm-hmm. That's what got me. You know, it's just it's tough every year. And like, you know, I mean, of course, you know, it hurts when I think of all my siblings and my mom too. But my dad's passed the following day. It's really tough to think of that. But you know, he was an awesome man. You know, he really was awesome man. He was my best friend. So let's move on to the show. let's see. Okay, so what we want to do is we want to talk about, let me look at the listing of topics that we have lined up for today. And Janet, you sent it over. So, as you all know, Queen Elizabeth, right? Wow. She's been gone for almost a week now. And they're finally getting around to the funeral, which will be the day after tomorrow. Finally getting around to the funeral. Have you ever heard of anyone that has ever been in, you know, has ever been, what do they say, lion state like this? You know, there's been individuals here in America where they take them to the Capitol and they, you know, lion state, you know, for people to give their, you know, come by and view. I don't know what you're viewing, to be honest. I don't get that part because the coffin's closed in those situations. But to give their respects, I guess. But did you look at the numbers of how long the lines were?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? Miles.
Yeah, today, miles long. They had to have a huge amount of security. The grandchildren today had to stand guard for a certain length of time. So Prince William led, and his brother, Harry, was at the end, and then they had other, you know, grandchildren in the middle, and they surrounded casket, and they stood guard like the regular guard did for a certain amount of time, and then they marched out. And tomorrow, I guess they'll be following the casket as it go to the, I guess, where they're going to have the service. Not tomorrow, I'm sorry, Monday.
Day after tomorrow, right? Yeah, the 17th.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the 19th. That's mind-boggling since because what is his name? The sports star. I can't think of his name. I think you probably can. What's his name? It'll hit me. But they said he stood in line like everybody else, and it was hours. You know, I'm not trying to make a joke of it, but when people here complain about standing in line for this, that, and the other, these people were willing to stand in line for 14 hours. Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some stood in line for 14 hours. Now, if you think about it, You're not just standing there and all of a sudden, okay, now you go in. No, you got to keep it moving. They said, don't bring any chairs, right? Don't bring anything. You couldn't sit down in this line. You had to keep it moving. That's,
well, some people got there early, and they were there the day before and stood in line, you know, because
well, yeah.
they wanted to make sure they got in line early. That line was a few miles long. I forgot exactly how long they said it was, but, I mean, she was reigning for 70 years. That's a long time. And
yeah.
even though some of the areas that she was ruling over got their independence, they still used the money and things like that. So, you know, and her body didn't just stay in one place. She had to go from her home to
right.
She was
they
in
moved
Australia.
Her, right.
They had
that,
a person all over the place.
Right. They moved her body around so much, and I'm like, wow, this is the longest funeral. And I'm not trying to be funny, guys, but this is the longest,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I've ever heard of. I've never
right.
known of anybody of any kind of political party or any power, but this is the queen of England,
mm-hmm.
70 years, and they had to move her around, put her on planes and move the body over here so people can mourn in this part. Now move the body over here so people can mourn over here. Now move the body again, and I've never heard of such a thing.
And then for 8 grandchildren to have to stand and still for a certain length of time. See, it was over 70 years ago when her father died and she had to take the reign. You know, so they haven't done anything like this in that length of time. So this is like new to a lot of people.
Right. Very new. Well, it's definitely new to Charles because he's the first king of England since a very long time, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
come on. And the people are saying. Well, there's a lot of folks who are saying that they, you know, they have their reservations about him, period. Now he's the king, you know, and people still have reservations about him and how he can handle being the king. Interesting thing. I mean, this is really interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out after all the burial and everything. And once he takes control, which I guess automatically he already has taken control, and what he does. He did make a speech the other night. I didn't see the whole thing, but it should be interesting to see how the country will be ran at that point. Let me go ahead and open up this microphone here, and it is another co-host and also the host of Let's Talk About It here on the TMGN. Please welcome Cotton. K.C. Campbell. Hey, God.
Hello, hi,
hey, everybody.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying the Saturday.
I hear you.
Well, happy Saturday
Same
to you. And I quickly have to say, I was very impressed with the show this past Thursday. Hey, you guys, third Thursday of the month, tune in and support. The ladies of the TMGN, better known as Let's Talk About It, is the name of the show with your host, Cotton Campbell. Great topic, great conversation, great advice about protecting yourself. And I just really enjoyed the conversation and your callers and your co-hosts, the folks who were texting you online and messaging you. Very good conversation. And look forward to you guys coming back because I believe you're looking at doing a part two on it because there's a lot to talk about that, right?
Yeah, definitely. They were also looking at doing another day. And I was like, yeah, you got to be committed to it. So I just want you to know.
Well, that was a great conversation, a great show.
Yeah.
I truly appreciate it. So how's your day going? You're in California now, right?
Yeah, I'm in California. We did the heat. We went through that whole heat wave where it was 110 degrees almost every day, and now it's like 70 degrees outside.
Wow.
You know, so
yeah,
that's
hot.
Good weather. Yeah. We're
that's
getting
hot.
Vegas weather.
Well, I guess that's Vegas weather. I guess, yeah. Well, California
Vegas
was, you know, that's my room.
Yeah,
you can degree
at night. I'm coming up from the south.
There's no, you know, people say, oh, it's not like in Georgia. You know, Georgia has its humidity, but California has its dry heat. Dry heat ain't no better than humidity heat, okay? Hot is hot.
Yeah.
I don't care how you look at it. Hot is hot.
Exactly.
You know, don't matter.
It's like
I've lived
in
both
in
places.
Furnace.
Well, yeah, in California or on the West Coast, right. It's like you, correct.
Mm-hmm.
When you breathe, you're breathing in hot air. At least here in the South, there's some humidity, some moisture. You're just sweating like hell here. But in California,
yeah.
You're baking. You're not broiling. See, here you broil. Out there, you bake. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Do you want to bake or broil?
Yeah, it's worse in Vegas because you step outside and you try to breathe and it's just heat just hitting your face. It's like,
no,
don't work.
That's why I said I saw just massive heat waves in the air at night. So I was like, stay inside. I didn't really go out too much until night. But then it was like right next door or jumping in a car, you know, letting the valet get it, not walking to it, just crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Las Vegas is in the desert. it's in the desert. So it's 78 degrees, almost 80 degrees at night. It is hot. Yeah, you're right. Very hot. Let me open up this mic. I see someone waving their hand here. 916-591. I'm going to open up your mic. I'm not sure who this is, but welcome to TMGS. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Lady
Day.
Who's this?
Hey,
Lady
Day.
Hey, hey.
Oh, Lady Day. Hey. How you doing? Happy Saturday.
I am doing awesome. How are you doing?
We're fine. Okay, it seems like you're clipping in and out, but I guess we got you now. Hey, you guys, that's Lady J. And, of course, Cotton, let everybody know who Lady J is because she's part of your crew every third Thursday.
Yes, Lady J, a.k.a. Lady Justice, is one of the hosts of the Let's Talk About It. And, you know, she's very energetic. She's a humanitarian. She wears a lot of hats. Wears a lot of hats. So,
wow.
And she's my best friend.
That's awesome.
She's all right.
Good friends are hard to come by. So when you find them, you keep them.
Yeah, I told her she's special.
I told you.
Wow.
Like the Michael Gay show, y'all stuck with me.
Well, you become family. But you were family from the first time you got on there. You were family.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Did we lose Michael?
I think Michael might have stepped away. I'm not sure. He didn't say anything. I hope we didn't lose him.
I hope not. Lady Justice,
so
are you there?
Yeah.
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
You doing okay?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yeah.
You finished?
So if Michael don't come back on, I don't know
Hello?
What happened.
Hello?
Because you don't... Oh, you
Hello?
Back? Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
I
muted myself. I apologize. I muted myself and I tried to take myself off mute for a moment, and it wouldn't let me come back on. So I was like, hello.
I was getting ready to start talking.
And I kept pressing the button. I guess it's time for me to get a new phone. Okay, so let's keep it rolling with our topics, you guys. And let me get back to the listen here, which we were speaking. We got to keep this going. We did speak about Queen Elizabeth, but let's see what happens with the royal family as time moves forward. I'm trying to, you know what I'm trying to do, Jen. I'm trying to put this all in order regarding the topics. But let's get the political thing out the way. You guys know that my pillow guy, Mike Lindell, he said that the FBI served him a subpoena for contents of his phone calls. Okay. You know, he's a supporter of former President Donald Trump. And this whole investigation is becoming more and more, I can't say interesting, but damning. Because a lot of folks say, oh, well, you know, it's a waste of taxpayers' money. It's a waste of time. But we have to remember, this is about this country, right? This is about democracy. It is about a lot of things. I don't care what anybody says as far as when they say, you know, that's not how all Republicans think. I agree with you. I have some Republican friends that hate that their party is being hijacked in this way.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? By powerful people. They just want to be Republican based on the normal way being a Republican used to be for them. But now this is getting ridiculous. It's getting out of hand. So with that being said, let me just share this story a little bit. And, Jen, I hope this will show up on my pillow. Salesman and Trump ally Mike Lindell says FBI served him with subpoena for contents of his phone. This was posted on the 14th, just like 3 days ago. I'm just going to read a little brief part of it. Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow and prominent backer of former President Donald Trump's false voter fraud claims, said Tuesday the FBI served him with a grand jury subpoena for the contents of his phone as part of an investigation into a Colorado elections security breach. Lindell shared on social media and conservative media copies of a subpoena he said was served by the FBI. In an interview with CNN, Lindell said agents asked him questions about Tina Peters, the Mesa County, Colorado clerk who is facing state charges, connected to a scheme that allegedly allowed an unauthorized person to access voting machines. Peters has pleaded not guilty. Now, they're not going to ask you questions if they don't already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yeah, because they got a videotape of her.
Well, what I'm saying is this. In most cases, and I want anybody to chime in, but when they're doing an investigation, y'all watch, you know, Crime 360 and all these other shows, they're going to ask questions. They already know the answers to it, but they're going to see if you tell the truth or if you lie. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
That's correct.
If you lie, they're like, there you go. We got you on another charge. You screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all watched the first 48. You've seen those shows. And with this investigation that's going on, and this is the pillow guy, they asked him for the documentation. If he lied, now he might go to jail. I'm not saying he's going to jail. I'm just saying they subpoenaed him to testify. But if he keep lying, he can go to jail, right, for obstruction and a host of other things. Look at all the people in Donald Trump's camp that have gone to jail, has been subpoenaed. And remember he said, I'm going to bring you the best of the best. Okay. That's the best.
Indicted, pardoned, subpoenaed. Wow.
I mean, I know people are sick and tired of this. I've talked to many friends of mine. They said, man, I'm so sick and tired of stuff. And I am too. But, you know, the process has to take its course. It has to take its course. But the sad thing is that where, you know, and Janet, you and I were just talking about it. You look at individuals that are supporters of Donald Trump that are sticking to the lies. Mm-hmm. The facts are there. The recordings are there. The audio, the conversations, what was said, what was done, it's there. You can't ignore truth. And we're becoming right. a society, and other countries are laughing at us. Like, really, America? I don't think I'll be moving there. I've changed my mind. I'd rather stay here and, you know, wherever. When we got this type of stuff going on, this is crazy.
People have to be, I mean, they act like they have to realize that this is something serious. Our lives are at stake. When you lose your democracy, you're not going to get it back. You know, I had to tell somebody a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to be one of the first ones at the Canada border. They're talking about people from Venezuela and Mexico and different places coming here in the United States. You know how many people from the United States are going to be trying to get into Canada?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm glad that you said that, because now here's the whole thing of where Governor DeSantis in Florida, you see what he's done. Mm-hmm. He has shipped folks this is their backlash. Him and Governor Abbott of Texas have shipped, they sent, 50 immigrants, flew them into Florida, and then flew them to California, wasn't it?
They flew them into Florida and then to Martha Vineyards in Boston, around the Boston area.
Oh, in Boston. Yeah, I'm sorry, in Martha's Vineyards, right. And they mm-hmm. lied to them. They told them a lie of where they were going.
Yeah.
The thing is that they told them now the truth.
And DeSantis used taxpayer dollars for this. But then the other governors took a couple of busloads of people to Vice President Kamala Harris's house. You know, they're trying to prove a point, but it's going to backfire, because they said when you mislead somebody and take them across the line from one state to another, that's kidnapping. And they're talking about all these other charges. And the people in Florida are going to be up
to it. Hold on, Janet. Hold on for a minute. Let me ask you this, though. Okay, let's back up a minute. The money that was used, according to what I understand, was the money that was actually allocated for COVID-19, right? That's what it was. That's the money that they had. Am I right? So then they decided to use the money to pay for the planes to move these immigrants into it or fly them to another state or this, that, and the other. My question is this, is that what kind of charge can they have, if you know, or what kind of charges are they trying to bring? Misuse of funds, of government funds? Is that the best that they can do?
No, I mean, they're saying that it was like kidnapping, when trafficking, they're saying, because they took somebody across the line and misled them. DeSantis got people from Texas, bused them to Florida, and then flew them to Martha's Vineyard.
Okay, so would that be now
and
by them
were,
being...
They were all misled. They were promised jobs and money and food and all, you know, a place to stay, and they were misled. And they think it's funny, but it's not funny.
Okay. If you don't mind, I want to ask the ladies of Let's Talk About It. Have you ladies heard about this whole thing that's going on? And do you have an opinion or a comment on this? Because I don't know the whole story. I just recently started reading up on it, of them moving folks around from one state to another, immigrants. Because basically what they're doing, they're saying that, well, okay, here's these immigrants, they're saying these illegals coming across the border. We're going to drop them off in these other states, to these other governors. I think that's sad and sick. You know what I'm saying? That's sad and sick. Like, okay, the ball's in your court. Here you go.
They're migrants, and they came from, they were fleeing from Venezuela. And they already had got papers and everything, so they thought they were going someplace else, and they ended up taking them to prove a point. They took them to a sanctuary city.
Okay, with that being said, Cotton or Lady Justice, do you have a opinion on this, or I should say, do you have a comment on this, or do you know about this whole thing going on?
I do not know about it. I had not heard about it, so now I got to do some research.
Okay.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the vice president wake up and you got couple of buses of people confused, not knowing why they're there, hungry? You know, I mean, they really are grasping for straws. And DeSantis, he made sure he got Fox News involved so that they could take a picture and videos of all of this.
Well, that was something. Okay, so hold tight for a minute there. That was something I did see of where an individual said that felt it was sad that what you just said, that this was a photo op. And and I hate when they do that type of crap. Any politician, when they use women and children, you know, and individuals and take photos, you know, this is what we mean by, or we're going to be tough on this, that, and the other. It's like, no, man, don't do that shit. That's not right. You know, you're degrading these folks. I mean, they're already feeling bad, you know, due to what they're going through. You know,
and they're supposed to ICE and report, but now they're in a different state. So now people are scrambling, lawyers are scrambling to try to get their paperwork right so that they won't get in trouble.
But, right. Okay. So, you know, this is something I think that is definitely, of course, we're going to hear more and more about, but I mean, I wasn't really aware of it until just recently, and you shared it with me, and I saw a broadcast in the news about what had just recently happened. So this is what's really ongoing, you guys. So check it out. See what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
These people, these human beings are being used as political pawns in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
There was a conversation I did see last night of where one Republican, former, I forgot what he was a former something, he said, well, I understand both sides, you know, said, you know, I wouldn't have done it the way that DeSantis did it, but he did it his way because he's trying to, you know, make it clear to his base that he's going to stand up for this, that, and the other. Okay, but don't make it a political thing, you know. And make sure that is just and that is correct. So like you said, Janet, that there's questions. If this was within the law, am I right? And they are questioning that, right? That did
right.
he have a right to use that
said,
money?
The money that DeSantis used, they said that it wasn't supposed
That's
to be used for that. And so he can be in trouble
but,
for that.
Right, right. Okay, so that's the point I want to get to. Could that be a fact of misuse of government or federal funds? Is that something that they're looking at? Okay, that's the main thing. Because once you give the money to somebody, they can spend it the way they want to, but was there some guidelines of how that money should have been spent? According to what I read, once you told me the story, was that money was supposed to have been used for COVID, not for, you know, evict people out of your state, right?
Well, I don't know about the COVID, but I know they said that it was supposed to help immigrants that came to Florida. But what he did was he knew they were going to come to Florida, so he went to Texas and had somebody go there and get them and bring them to Florida and then ship them right out, you know, to a sanctuary city to wash his hands of it. you know, but he did miss. He didn't do the use the funds the right way.
Okay. Well, we'll have to stay on top of that story, because that's going to be interesting to see how that happens. All right, so let me move on to another story. I want to go to this one, but I want to save this one for a moment, because the one, in fact, because we got plenty of time, but ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of stories that we want to share with you and get your opinion on it. Oh, my goodness. This one hurt my heart. Quote, I trashed them. Now, you guys, prepare yourself for this story. It hurt my heart, but I'm like, really? Come on, man. You really did this? I trashed them. Three dead dogs dumped in a trash by owner. And guess what? The owner was a Georgia deputy. Okay. Here in Atlanta, a week after the Rockdale County Sheriff's Department announced a canine deputy would not face criminal charges in the death of three of his personal dogs, a CBS investigator has uncovered why. Last week, the department said an internal investigation into Deputy Eric Tober had been conducted regarding a cruelty to animals incident. This gets worse. A search warrant discovered on cemetery conditions and the improper disposal of his personal dogs, which was in violation of Georgia law, the department said. A CBS 46 investigation had already uncovered Tober threw the bodies of his three American pit bulls into a trash can. The department investigators also sought a misdemeanor arrest warrant on Tober, but the department said, quote, judges refused to sign the warrant, citing lack of probable cause and a conflict of interest with the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office investigating the incident instead of utilizing the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. What kind of shit is that? Did you all hear what I said?
Lack of probable cause.
The Rockdale County District Attorney's Office is declining to prosecute the case, citing lack of evidence, the department said. A criminal investigation has been closed, and an internal administrative investigation found Tober in violation of two department policies. Excuse me. Let me read that again. A criminal investigation has been closed, and an internal administrative investigation found Tober in violation of two department policies. As a result, the deputy was suspended for 32 what?
Hours.
Well, Janet, I want everybody to thank us.
I'll be quiet.
But that's okay. But you're right. For 32 hours, okay? The deputy was for 32 hours without pay. That's like one day, less than a day, and has lost his designation as a canine handler. This guy was a canine handler. Rockdale County Sheriff's Investigators Pauline Jones was assigned this case after Deputy Tober made a Facebook post announcing the death of his three American pit bulls, making a remark that the heat was, quote, no joke. Rockdale County Sheriff's Investigator Pauline Jones was, oh, I already read that part. Jones, this is her saying, hey, it's investigator, or let me back up. Investigator Jones went to Deputy Tober's Conyers house and rang his doorbell. he is, here is the exchange. This is what Jones says. Hey, it's Investigator Jones outside. If you can come out and meet with me, please. Tolbert, I'm not in town. What's going on? Because, keep in mind, Tolbert's talking with his ring doorbell. Allegedly, he's not in town. Here's Jones. I'm out here to talk about your dogs. You have 2-3 dogs that passed away. Tolbert, yes, I do. Jones, okay, where are those dogs? Tolbert, I didn't have a way to bury them, so I trashed them. Jones, you did what with them? Tolbert, put them in the trash. Over the next few hours, investigators searched deputy property. They took custody of his county-issued police dog now, Angus, who he left in a cage in his backyard. They also looked inside his uninsulated shed where they found a small portable air conditioner and dirty crates lined with feces and mold. Quote, God almighty, it shrinks, Jones said, as she walked around the property. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Really?
Mm-hmm.
This guy ain't being charged with nothing?
That's sad.
Lady Justice, you were about to say something.
Where was the conflict of interest? Did you say something about that?
Where was the conflict of interest?
Yeah, didn't you say something? Did you make mention of?
No, I didn't use the term. I didn't say that. I'm just looking at where. Well, if I did, I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Right.
Had that been you or me? Had that been you or me? Okay. It would have been cruelty to an animal.
And would have put him
first
on
of all.
Jail,
okay. Right.
Remember,
we would have been in jail.
They put Michael Vick in jail.
That's all I'm saying.
They, mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, for dog fight. And Michael Vick wasn't even there when the fight was going on. It was on his
exactly.
property.
It was supposed to be people in his house that had the dogs, not him.
Exactly.
Well, it was his cousin, I believe. It was his cousin.
It wasn't him, though.
This. But here's the crazy thing about it. He openly said he put them in the trash can. He didn't say,
can you imagine the garbage men coming to pick up trash and the 3 dogs piled up in there?
Well, you know, I mean, well, I was going to get to that, but I'm saying, okay, so that's inhumane to begin with. But he's a black police officer, and then one in his own jurisdiction, his own police agency, don't want to press any charges, don't want to charge him with anything. That had that been you or me, our asses would have been in jail. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
You're
especially
right.
When they saw the inhumane conditions even the police
correct.
Dog was in.
And that's it. Thank you. That was the next thing I was going to get to, because here he is the handler and trainer of a police officer. Whether you guys realize it or not, police dogs are police officers. If you shoot and kill a police dog, you will do the same amount of time as shooting an individual.
That's right.
Or a regular human cop. You will do the same amount of jail. You will.
Mm-hmm. How did 3 die in the first place? Like, all together, what happened?
What was the outcome?
No,
well,
how did he say how did they die? Because of the heat, he said, and he put a little small fan in the place, but it wasn't ventilated properly. So you, when it's hot like that outside, and you got, it's like putting a dog in a car, and have the windows rolled up.
So
yeah,
let me go ahead and finish a little bit of. Okay, so I'm gonna let you know something here. You can pull this up, but. I'm going to just read a little bit more. Over the next few hours, investigators searched deputies Tolbert, property. They took custody of the dog and everything. So here's a little bit of the quotations. It says in a recorded interview, the sheriff's office, and a few weeks later, Deputy Tober admitted after his first dog died, he put a small portable air conditioner in the shed. However, an internal investigation determined the unit was not sufficient for such a large enclosure. It's like an outdoor enclosure, right? Within a day, the portable air conditioner failed, and the other two dogs died as well. Quote, getting back to the air conditioner, did you read a manual at all? A Rockdale County sheriff's employee asked. Quote, I read it enough as far as to assemble. So you didn't read the part that possibly said something to the effect of not using it as an air conditioner, the employee asked. The response was, no, I didn't, Deputy Tober answered. At this point, investigators Jones thought she had enough evidence to bring charges, but Rockdale County Judge Nancy Bills disagreed, refusing to sign an arrest warrant, and according to case notes, because she felt the sheriff's office should have turned the investigation over to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the GBI.
Mm-hmm.
Bills
mm-hmm.
called the case a conflict of interest, right? That's where that came in. For deputies to work a case involving one of their own. Isn't that called an internal,
affairs.
Affairs, right.
Yes.
It is a decision of the sheriff's department continues to back. When asked why the officer, why the office didn't turn over the deputy, Deputy Tober investigation to the GBI, the John Tate of staff for the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office said, quote, we do have the ability to investigate our cases. We do not have to turn it over to the GBI. We have a criminal investigations division. We are a fully functional sheriff's office. Come on, man.
Yeah, then do their job. They need to do their job.
Yeah, because I had to look up stuff. So there was a woman that was charged after her two dogs were found dead in at a Memphis apartment. This was just in August. And they charged her with neglecting these dogs, and they died as well. They weren't dumped in the trash. She just left them in the apartment. However, to me, it's the same thing. Like, it's a lot of regular people, like you said, that would be going to jail or being charged with these crimes against animals if they were regular people.
If they were everyday folks, if they were not law enforcement or a high-profile political entertainer, whatever. Something here, as my ex's dad used to say, something in the buttermilk ain't fucking clean. It just ain't. Excuse my language. How can you know that what he did was wrong, inhumane. You don't want to charge him. You could have turned it over to the GBI, but you said, well, no, we don't have to. We could do it within house, but we refuse to do it. It's still a crime. The guy committed a crime. Some folks might say, well, he didn't shoot them. He didn't. No. You have the evidence that the way he handled these dogs wasn't humane. The officer who investigated, there's photos of the location, by the way, if you guys look at it online. They said, oh, wow, there's the feces and everything. So the dogs were in a very poor, upkept area. It's evidence.
Hmm.
And there was nothing said that, well, we're going to look into it. We're going to look at whatever evidence. They were like, okay, nothing to see here. And he is a handler. He's a canine handler for the police department, which they took their canine back, which I already said, A police dog is a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been endangering another officer, technically. What if you put that dog into one of those kennels and, you know, and you kind of wonder, why did, well, I guess, well, I'm not going to ask that. Because, yeah, the police dog is different than his personal dogs, right? Different training and this and together. So I guess he had to keep them separated. Still, again, they found the dog chained up at a doghouse in the backyard while he was out of town.
Yeah, but the other dogs were in crates inside a shed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And died.
That's the main right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's hot. You had your canine
mm-hmm.
dog somewhere, and those other dogs were.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm asking about what's the conflict of interest, and if they're saying that they have full reign to handle any investigation, then I don't see a conflict of interest.
Right. Same here.
Okay, so I'm going to finish up this story with this, and we're going to move on to our next topic because we're getting to the top of the hour. Here's Deputy Tolbert's response, according to CBS 46 News, which is local here in the Atlanta area. CBS 46 investigative reporter Rachel Polanski went to Deputy Tolbert's house twice. The second time, he was backing out of his driveway. He initially said he didn't want to talk with us, but continued answering our questions. Quote, "My agency said they've done an investigation and they deemed that I was fit to return back to duty," because, you know, he was suspended, right? That's what Deputy Tolbert said. Quote, "There was no ill intent behind it or anything trying to harm my animals. Those were my animals. I loved all of them." Polanski, this is what they asked. "Should you have known better as a canine handler not to keep American bulldogs in an uninsulated shed?" Tolbert, "Well, the shed was getting cool, so I figured it was okay. Since I've had them, it had never got that hot." Polanski, "It was a June day in Georgia. Shouldn't you know better?" Tolbert, "Right. But it never got that hot, so yeah, now they had been fine before." Polanski, "Why did you put the dead dogs in the trash can?" Tolbert, "My yard is heavily wooded. I couldn't dig, so I didn't know any other option." "What now?" After the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office closed the case, Deputy Tolbert received a 4-day suspension without pay and was moved from the K-9 unit to the patrol division. But he also avoided criminal charges, something animal law expert Claudine Watkins doesn't understand. Quote, "It's very similar to putting a dog in a hot car. Remember, that was just said Wilkins, who found an animal law source. Quote, "The temperature heats up quickly, and to leave them there and go off to work for hours is absolutely irresponsible and reckless. So the level of knowledge and responsibility is a bit higher than the average person of your, if you are a canine officer, if you're a canine officer." Wilkins said there was enough evidence to bring state animal cruelty charges against Deputy Tolbert. Quote, "Heat exhaustion is failure to provide shelter. So at a bare bones minimum, this seems to me as a misdemeanor case in Georgia under state law. The penalty for an animal cruelty misdemeanor in Georgia is up to 1 year in jail and a fine. Failing to provide an animal with sanitary conditions or ventilation and improperly disposing of animals both violate state law. Take defendant the department's actions." All right, so I'm going to end there. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
It's negligent at the finest.
Right. So he's not even getting charged for negligence. And I wonder what happened to the dogs. It doesn't tell you. Janet, did you see what it said? Where were the dogs found? It don't tell you that. He put them in a trash can.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the story doesn't, and I've looked. Since you sent me that story, brother, I looked and I'm like, they never shared if they found the dog's corpse or whatever.
I'm assuming he put it in his garbage can at his house. And I really don't even know if he was out of town, Michael, because like you said, he just answered through the ring. But the next time they looked for him, he was coming out of, backing out of his driveway. He really didn't want to talk to anybody. He knew he did something wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a sad thing, but, you know, the reason why I wanted to share that story because, you know, we see stories of people doing cruelty to animals. I see them a lot on social media and people doing cruel things to animals. But here is a sworn officer. Three dogs he put in a trash can. Three dogs. His personal dogs. But he's also a canine officer. A dog that he has the ability to sick on you if you're breaking the law, right? Doesn't that sound crazy?
Mm-hmm.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. I'm like, wow. And you put them in trash cans. They disappear. And there's no accountability for this. If you could do that to dogs, imagine what you could do to people. No accountability. I'm just saying.
The
The
accountability they used was they took them off of that duty and switched them to another, which is what they always do.
Hello. Hello. You're very right about that, Lady Justice. You're very right about that. I see a lot of stories and everything of which I do follow. A lot of stories And Janet, you know, we were following a case, and I said, we have to follow this. And when it came back up and went to court, we followed it. That's what I always want to do, see the outcome. You know, so if an officer or a public servant is found to breaking the law and doing things against, you know, your rights, you know, you got to follow up with it. You can't let things just go by the wayside and say, oh, well, no, because it could be you going through the same thing. All right, so we got that through now. I know we're getting to, we're at the top of the hour, so we're going to take a music break in a moment, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about, Jenna, what was that other story there that I had there? I'm scrolling through my few DeSantos. Oh,
you talked about,
we definitely got to talk about the Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's black. Oh, my God. They got a black Little Mermaid. Oh, Lord. What's the world coming to? They all made the Little Mermaid black. Well, damn it. There's no such thing as a real mermaid. So get over it, Karen. We're going to come back and talk about that in a moment. This is crazy. And the movie's not even due to come out until next year. Right? Next year.
Right.
And already,
right,
there's a lot of people tripping off of this.
Yeah, okay? Well, you know, my thing is, Incredible Hulk was always a man, but now we got She-Hulk, so what's the difference?
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that because, yeah. I looked at where I saw the advertisements for this. I'm like, so you got a green white woman, but she's green now, but it's a white woman who plays the role, okay? But you got a green woman. You ain't got no problems with that. But once the Little Mermaid becomes African-American, no! You remember there was an issue with, what is his name? They wanted a black James Bond. There was talk about a black James Bond. Idris Elba, right. There was talk about him being the first black James Bond. Social media blew up. No, James Bond should always be a white guy. Really? Okay. I mean, this is crazy. When you're talking about a fictional character.
Right. And at the end of the day, if the Wizard of Oz can go from being the Wizard of Oz to the Wiz, this is no different than that either.
Excuse me. Yes.
And but this time, nobody should be shocked at this point. Like, you shouldn't be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. It's happening, people. It's going to happen.
Well, let me go ahead and do a quick music break, and let's come back and let's talk about it, because we could talk about this and other things, of course. Other movies, other shows that have had a African-American, a black twist on it, that became very popular, okay? And other things that have been going on here in our world over the past few weeks. And you're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting from the ATL Atlanta, Georgia, with my co-host Janet Davis, co-host Cotton Campbell, and our great callers that are here joining us. And also Lady Justice, a co-host on the show called Let's Talk About It every third Thursday here on the TMGS. Here's Danny Boy. You guys are probably wondering, who's Danny Boy? Well, if you know the song called I Ain't Mad At You and Picture Me Rolling, you hear him doing a smooth grooves for those vocals as Tupac was rapping. Danny Boy is back, mm-hmm. and we're looking at him coming and joining us soon. Check out his new single, a smooth groove called This Song. We'll be right back.
What's up, y'all? This is St. James, and you're listening to TMGS, The Michael Gay Show. Tune in every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for interesting topics and awesome music. Now back to the show.
Thank you, St. James, for the drop. Hey, you guys, welcome back. This is yours truly, Michael Gay, with my co-host here. And we got a lot of great topics we're talking about, and one we're going to get into. We started getting into just a moment ago. Wow. Janet, what's your thoughts about that? Oh, you already know about what we're talking about, right?
Well, about the dogs?
No, we moved about, on. I said we're going to get back to the... We moved on, I said, after. The Little Mermaid, the Black Little Mermaid.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, I did some research, and they said back 1,000 B.C., cave people in Africa and Assyria and Asia drew mermaids on the walls in caves. And so
okay.
You know there were black, brown people of color that was drawing mermaids and knowing about mermaids before they even came out with the Little Mermaid. So I don't understand why people are in such a uproar. Kids, you know, I think it's a blessing for the little girls, because I saw them on TV saying, "She's black like me." You know, they were real excited mm-hmm. that they had a Disney character that they could relate to.
Well, just like Tiana, okay, the Frog and the Princess, right? Wasn't that the name of the movie? Which was the
mm-hmm.
first, ladies, correct me if I'm right or wrong, okay? But the character Tiana was the first black, I believe, character. And there was some talk about that. By the way, my youngest granddaughter, her name is Tiana, because her sister chose to take that name due to the character or the princess in that movie. All right, so moving forward. But... I want to ask the ladies on the board, have you guys heard about this movie or this live-action movie and the uproar about this character? Because you know the original Little Mermaid, all the products that are in stores to this day is of a white young girl, right? But now Disney chose to take it a different direction and have a black one. And people are in uproar about this. What's your thoughts
mm-hmm.
about it?
And her name is Ariel.
Okay. So, Cotton, you have a, or are you aware of this whole thing too?
Well, I haven't really paid attention to any of the controversy because it's just noise to me. At the end of the day, the people that are watching it are kids. That's what they made the movie for, technically, is for children. And children ain't complaining until they hear the adult saying something crazy. So you're teaching your children how to be prejudiced against something as simple as watching a little cartoon or animated movie, which everybody, I ain't never heard of it, but I don't like the Little Mermaid because she's not black or because she's not Latino or... Nobody cares because they're not real characters at the end of the day. Like, these movies are made for children. Let them enjoy mm-hmm. it. And sometimes it's okay to upgrade. We upgraded The Wizard of Oz to The Wiz.
Yeah.
We've upgraded a lot of movies that I like, and I like both, The Wiz and The Wizard of Oz. Whatever mood I'm in, that's what I want. So the variety is good to have so that children of all ethnicities can see that there's a variety of everything out there. It doesn't just have to be one way.
Okay. Lady Justice, what's your take on it? Lady Justice, are you still there? I see her on the board. I think we have another co-host who's chiming in. He's a little late, but, hey, better late than never. I think this is, maybe not. 816915. I want to open up their microphone and say, wave their hand. Hello? 816915. You're on the board. That's Lady Justice.
I fell off, but
okay,
I'm back.
Okay, you're back. Okay, so you know what we're talking about. What's your take on this whole Little Mermaid thing?
I'm gonna roll with what Cotton Campbell said. I don't get into the controversy because this is for kids, and I need to stop ruining it for kids. Stop ruining kids. These babies don't care what these characters look like. They're characters. These are the same types of people that they go to school with, that they see at the shopping stores, that they go outside and ride their bikes with every single day. Stop doing that to them. Don't show them the separation. Stop feeding into that. Let these babies be babies. They agree.
Yeah, they normally don't even look at color until somebody, instill it in them.
Point out. Exactly.
Okay, so I just quickly want to say this. I pulled up some articles based on this whole thing, and Trevor Noah, which you guys know who he is, I hope, rips the racist Little Mermaid criticism. We're doing this again, is what he says. Holly Bailey's performance as Ariel in Disney's forthcoming live-action film was teased in the first trailer released last week. Keep in mind, this movie is not scheduled to release until next year. Trevor Noah is weighing in on the racist backlash. During Thursday's episode of The Daily Show, the host showed footage of a news broadcast focusing on online complaints about the fact that the film stars a black actress, Holly Bailey. Not Barry, you guys, so get it right. The news footage includes the report that the trailer has received 1.5 million dislikes on YouTube, which comes on the heels of cast members from Prime Video's The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. 1.5 million dislikes. Is racism really gone? I mean, when you got 1.5 million people disliking a character, quote, really, people? We're doing this again? Noah responded. He then mocked the news broadcast's mention of comments that Bailey looks nothing like the animated Ariel, who was at the center of the 1989 Oscar-winning animated feature of the same name. Nothing like. They both have the tail. They both have the red hair, Noah said. Once again, a bunch of internet racists are upset that a fictional character is being played by a black person, he continued. This is so ridiculous. Goes on to say, after joking that the title character in Finding Nemo is black because the movie is about a fish who can't find his dad, Noah also delivered a sarcastic swipe at the plot of The Little Mermaid. Look, stop being ridiculous, he said. It's imaginary. I hope this scandal doesn't overshadow the rest of the movie. The Little Mermaid is a beautiful story about a young woman changing her core identity to please a man. Let's not forget about that, people. On the red carpet for Disney D23 event Friday, where the Little Mermaid trailer was first shared, Bailey told the Hollywood Reporter that the most magical part of the experience for her was knowing that somebody like me, quote, is getting this opportunity. The fact that I get to represent all of these little young black and brown boys and girls who are to come is really special to me because I know that if I had that when I was younger, I would have changed my whole perspective on life. The Little Mermaid is set for release in May, or better yet, May 26th, next year. And already 1.5 million people dislike that it's a black character.
It's part of their plan, Michael, part of their plan. Like they don't want anybody in school to talk about race or slavery. You know, want to ban certain books from libraries in school. You know, as just part of their plan.
Yeah, well, the critical theory,
you
right?
You
the same,
can't
right.
erase,
you know, that,
can't
that,
erase history.
Well, right. You can't erase history. You're right. But the thing is, they don't want to show or share the reality and the real truth about history. It's there. But the bad part is about it is that where critical race theory is very important. They don't want it shared in public schools. Now, you can learn it in college, right? Some colleges, you can learn it, but not, they don't want it in our junior highs, they don't want it in our high schools, which I think is very important to start sharing the truth at a young point or at a younger age before they become 18, 19 and decide to go get an AR-15 and start shooting up the school. Don't you agree? Tell the truth.
Right.
Tell the freaking truth while they're young. Because once they get to a certain stage, and that's for anybody, black or white or everything, tell the truth and help them understand it and go through it. Because there's individuals that are mad at their own family, their own parents, for lying about not telling them the truth, and then they act out. Because you continue to tell the same lie. You follow me? Once they've learned the truth, they trust you to be truthful with them. Follow me there. Maybe that's the problem that we have, more so than just these individuals that they claim, oh, well, they have a mental problem. No, you've been lying to them all this time. You've been telling them a lie all this time. And now they're acting out in the way they want to. You've been telling them that black people do this, black people do that, black people are your enemy. But then again, you don't want to tell the truth about what you did to black people and how you stole their land and continue to do so and everything. Tell the truth. And maybe some of this violence, some of this ridiculous violence will kind of simmer down. Because people really get mad when they get when you tell them or if you lie to them. You follow me? Because they believed you.
Right.
They believed you. And now they're like at a loss. They don't know what to believe. Only their anger. And they're going to take it out in a way that is worse than you can imagine. That's what I see. All the lies. Go ahead, Janet. You're going to say.
Well, no, I just was agreeing, you know. You know, I'm just, every day I'm just amazed at what this world is coming to. You know, fear does crazy things to people. They're so afraid they're going to lose the majority to the point they'll. I was like when Donald Trump said, "I can go on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and get away with it," and now he's doing these little subtle threats about he's going to be in an uproar if they press charges against him. Well, you need to sit your tail down and stop doing things. Serious things.
Well, Janet, we could wish and pray he would do so, but you know that's not going to happen at all. Donald Trump is not going to do that. And speaking of that, I want to get into that after. I want to follow up on a few things later on what's happening with. Politics and spend a little time on what's going on probably in the next show because there's a lot of things that's going on that we can discuss and really have a good conversation about. Also, And just the sad thing about the direction that we're getting into, this the stupid things that people are doing. I think last week we were talking a little bit about the guy that was doing a good thing for his neighbor, right? And I don't think we got finished about that. I don't think we even got to it. You recall that? I'm trying to find the story.
Cutting his, watering the grass, and he was arrested, and now they're suing in Alabama.
So, okay, so, all right. I didn't think that we got through with that. All right, so I apologize, you guys. I thought we missed that whole topic. All right, so I want to touch on this real quick before we leave because we have about another 30 minutes and some change left. Going back to what the show this past Thursday had, because I thought you ladies did a fantastic job, and you plan on having that topic again on your next show. Just kind of share a little bit of what that was about, because I really want everyone on this show to understand what you guys were talking about and how important that conversation was and what you were sharing. Cotton, are you still here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Just give a little summary of what the show was about and what you ladies were talking about. I thought it was an awesome conversation, but I'd like to make sure that everyone that's listening to us now has an idea of what you guys were talking about. You do plan on keeping that a constant conversation. Can you just kind of give a little summary? And, of course, invite them to listen to you every Thursday or every third Thursday.
Yeah, so we were talking about keeping safe, and one of the topics that came up was some of the young ladies that have came up missing over the years. Kanika Jenkins was one of those young ladies that we touched base on. But we talked about a lot of different ways how to keep yourself safe, which is important. And it's not just for women. It's for men, too. So you want to carry a mace on you if you need to, a taser if you need to. I mentioned that you can buy tasers in a form of a phone or mace and a little thing on your keychain. I believe Lady Justice mentioned, too, to don't put it in your purse or your pocket, but keep it somewhere where you can get to it right away. You know, maybe your pocket might work, but you want to get to those items where you can get to stuff and be mindful of your surroundings. You know, let somebody know where you are if you're traveling or if you know you're going to be out late by yourself, let somebody know. And then check on your friends. If you know your friend is traveling from one place to another, check on your friend and make sure that they're okay. I use social media, Facebook, as one of those when I'm traveling to let Facebook know, because they retain everything. They tell all your business. So if you put your location, you know, the check-in on Facebook, it'll stay there, and, you know, you just keep going on to your next destination. I always say don't put your exact location because it is some crazies out there, but at least in a roundabout area you want people to know where you are and if you're okay. And you know, we want to check in with somebody. So we talked about that. So we have a part two of the ladies that are missing. We'll be talking about that and making a part two of that.
Yeah, I've been following a lot of that, especially Kanika Jenkins. From the time she showed up missing and then them finding her in the freezer and all the things that happened, I'm still following it. You know, because, you know, I think she still needs justice.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and also, I like that you brought that up because I wanted you to share that. And Lady Justice, you had I love what you said on the show about, you know, about having it in your purse. The time it takes for you to reach for the standard, you know, when you said something about, you know, we keep our money in our bra. Yeah, I know that. I have folks where I work that pull the money out their bra. I just hate when they pull it out during the summer because it's wet. Anyway, but, you know, sweaty. But anyway, but no, but that's a good point. Have it on your personal, because you have a good point. Women, you all got brawls. You got, you know, and a perpetrator would not think of you carrying something on your personal in that way. So I really liked when you said that, but that's something to think about, you know. Your mace or your, you know, if you have to have a razor blade, whatever, something to, you know, give you the advantage. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying, if someone's trying to abduct you or harm you, you know, think in those terms. So I appreciate you sharing that information. That was great. Now I do want to touch on this one thing, or these two things, before we go. Unfortunately, one of the best R&B singers of our era, and I almost forgot about to mention this, passed away. You all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Jesse Powell.
Yes. Jesse Powell passed at 51 years. 51. You know, when we were in our teens, we thought 50 was old. It really ain't. But 51. Now, I don't know what his cause of death was. Have anybody heard?
They didn't disclose. They said they wanted some privacy before they disclosed that information.
Okay. Wow. Does everybody here on the board know who Jesse Powell is?
I do, because I still play his music like it just came out yesterday, so...
Janet, you remember who Jesse Powell is? You know his music. Well, you've heard. I'll say that.
Yeah, I've heard.
Do you recall who he is? Okay. Wow. It blew me away. You know, when I heard that.
Talked about him. Was on, well, was on a couple of stations yesterday.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, his biggest hit was the song called "You." And, you know, when you have a hit song with just one word, that's saying something, you. And to this day, it's one of my favorite songs. And when I heard about his passing, I was like, oh, really? This is shocking.
Mm.
Truly shocking. And when I saw the age, truly shocking. But, yeah, they haven't released his cause of death. Also, we lost a jazz legend. Mr. Ramsey Lewis passed. If you don't know who Ramsey Lewis is, well, if you know Earth, Wind, and Fire, if you know Earth, Wind, and Fire, you should know their classic song called Sun Goddess. And that's Ramsey Lewis playing the keyboards. I've had the honor to see Ramsey Lewis 3 times in concert. And actually, on the 3rd time I saw him in concert, I was front row seat. And it has to be one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life, because they had the same band for every artist. It was Ramsey Lewis and Stephanie Mills and Noel Pointer on violin. And that was the best concert, because it was like, the moment that one artist went off stage, the next one came. You know, same band, same drummer, same bass player. I love shows like that. It was just nonstop. The artist who was on before introduced the next artist. You guys, welcome Mr. Welcome, you know what I'm saying? Those are shows. So I was honored to see Ramsey Lewis and see the artistry and the remarkable way that he played and the way he controlled the whole group. He just waved his hand like, you know, just like when he's playing, he would just like raise his hand. The band knew to bring it down, you know, like silent. And then he just do his work on his keyboard. That's perfection. That's artistry. So we lost 2 great musicians, or I should say musician and vocalist, this past week or so. And what's coming up next is the question. What's coming up next?
Yeah.
More rappers? Uh-huh. What did you say?
I'm trying to see if we're going to talk about this other thing.
What other thing?
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to give it away if you already got it on the board. I'm like, are two comedians?
I got it on the board.
No, I'm saying, do you have it on the roster is what I mean. Like, do you have it written down? That's, are we talking about that?
I'm trying to look at what you're talking about. What are you speaking of? I'm sorry. What are you speaking of? I'm trying to pull down.
Comedians that have been charged with child molestation.
I don't have that. Janet, did you put that on the board?
Wait a minute. No.
Say that again.
So Tiffany Haddish and Aries have been charged.
Well, I don't have that. I don't have that on the board. I don't have that on the board.
I missed that one. I just saw something about Tiffany Haddish, but it wasn't. Wow.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad because they have a video out and everything, and you see because it was supposed to be, it was a short film is what it was, and now that the children are adults, they're now asking for money because they're saying that Tiffany and Aries molested them as when they were younger, and these were friends of both Tiffany Haddish. No, you didn't put it down. I was asking if you put it down.
Oh, no, but since you brought it up, go ahead and give us the story on that.
So they did a movie. Yeah, they did a movie of some years back. And you can see, I didn't watch the whole thing because I didn't want to see, because you see this kid on the floor with no shirt on. And then you see Aries being, he was supposed to be the pervert in the movie. And it was supposed to be some little short documentary or a little short movie or whatever. But those children were children then, and now they're of age, and now they are suing both Aries and Tiffany for money, saying that they want money and they want an apology. I think one of the kids said that the mom dropped him off to Aries' house, and Aries allegedly molested him.
So when was this supposed to happen? How many years ago?
Well, they talked about it 3 days ago.
Yeah, but the movie
my question is this. How long ago was this? You said several years ago. What, 5, 6 years
ago?
Yeah,
because they weren't of age, and now they're 18 and over. So now they're asking for money. I didn't know if you had put that on the list of things to talk about.
Well, I didn't know the story. I didn't see the story, so I didn't have that on the list.
It's been all over all the social media platforms. It's bad. It's not looking good for them.
All right, so have they been charged with anything or served with any criminal notice?
Well, they got lawyers, so they're lawyered up right now. So,
okay, so they haven't
been
charged at all. No, I'm saying they haven't been charged at all. There's still an investigation going on, right, but to see the validity of these accusations.
Yeah.
Because we have to look at it as accusation, right? So these individuals came forward. They're accusing these two individuals, these two entertainers.
Well, they're
of,
asking for a settlement, so I don't think is the police involved?
They have to be involved.
Mm-hmm. They're asking for a settlement.
Yeah, they're asking for a settlement.
But I think that the police, you have to report a crime. You have to report a crime, right?
Yeah. Well, initially, I'm just saying,
but correct me, anybody that's on the line or on the show, correct me if I'm wrong. If I were to accuse you of doing something,
Well, how long ago was it, though, Michael? You know, they have statute of limitations.
Hold on. Cotton just said about 5 years ago, right, Cotton?
No, I didn't say. I just said a few years ago.
A few is three, maybe five. Statute of limitation in some states is 7 years. Okay, in most states it's 7 years in order for you to file a complaint of a person. So
yeah, so
the thing
quick,
is,
the girl was 14 and the boy was 7.
Okay, so what I'm asking is, did they file a complaint with authorities, or are they just going straight and saying, this is what happened, and either because you have to file a complaint in order for it to be legal, because otherwise that could be considered extortion, right? Well, you make an allegation about something, and if it's not true, and telling someone to pay me money, correct me if I'm wrong. So they have to file a complaint to law enforcement.
I don't think they filed a complaint, Michael, because if you read the thing, I don't see anywhere where the police is involved. You know, they're just saying what happened when one was 14, the other one was 7.
Yeah.
And now they're older. I don't know how old. I have to, you know, but they're a lot older, and they're looking for an apology and settlement.
Yeah.
So back
that's
when it happened,
that's what
they're asking for.
So they're asking for an apology for the alleged crime and a settlement of an undisclosed amount. So without going through the courts, they want an apology and some money without going through the court is what you're telling me, is what they're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So is it because they're celebrities now?
Yeah, so the woman is 22 years old now.
Yeah, but are they coming forward because Tiffany Haddish is celebritized now? She might have a
probably because that's 7 years ago. It's because she was 14 when it happened.
14. One 40. Was 14. And
the girl was 14 and the boy was 7.
Listen, if I can just be real honest here, real honest. When we were all kids, somebody said something to your kid. I don't know who you are.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. You're breaking up a little bit. If you can get a little clearer, if you can get a clearer spot towards your phone, because you're kind of clipping. And
okay.
So now the mic is open, but go ahead.
When we were all young, and we all remember our younger years, where we stayed in houses with cousins and this one and that one, and there was several people, and you latched on to some people. I know that in somebody's lifetime, somebody touched me because I was touched and never said anything. So I know that there's a lot of that going on out there, and people just don't want to be honest about it. So that is why I'm saying, why now?
This is how the story goes. This is what took place. This happened in 2014. It was at the Hollywood studio when she was 14. It's a film of sexually suggestive sandwich commercials for a video upload to the Funny or Die website in 2014. So this happened at that time, and the kids were...
That was 8 years ago.
These are kids acting in a movie. They were in a skit. It was a skit. So their parents were present at the time. Their parents signed a contract for them to be able to do this.
Hold on a minute. You said 2014. Do the math. That's over 8 years ago, right?
Yeah.
That was 8 years ago. 2014 plus 8 is 2022. Right? So, like I said, depending on what state, the statute of limitation might have ran out Well, and that may be the reason why
that's why they didn't ask, the police didn't get involved.
That's why they're asking for the money. But that's what I was about to get to. So, regardless, at this point, if the statute of limitation ran out and they did not do this in advance, they might be shit out of luck. Okay? Because just like Lady Justice just said, why now?
Right.
Why
so
now? How come you didn't do it then? Why did you wait 8 years later?
Right. So this is what they're saying
on,
in
man.
The today, part of the today's post of what they're saying. It says the plaintiff's mother has been trying to assert these bogus claims against Ms. Haddish for several years. Haddish's attorney, Andrew Brettler, said in a statement, every attorney who has initially taken on her case, and there were several, ultimately dropped the matter once it became clear that the claims were meritless and Ms. Haddish would not be shaken down, because she's saying that this is a shakedown of them trying to get money. They're basically trying to extort her for money, saying that there was something that took place that didn't take place.
Even if it did, I have to say this. Even if it did, remember statute of limitation. Now, what state was this in? Was this in California?
It said Hollywood.
I'm not a lawyer, but I do know the law. If there's a statute of limitation of 7 years, you just read and said in 2014. Do the math. It's been 8 years, right?
Yeah, it was Hollywood Studio.
2014.
It was a Hollywood studio.
So the special limitation, and like Janet just said, that's probably the reason why they did not go to the police or anything. They made this public. Now they're asking for an apology and a certain amount of undisclosed money for the alleged crime. They're shit out of luck. In my opinion.
So it also says that she was paid. The Jane Doe lady was paid for her little acting part of the skit. She was paid $100, and then she was sent home, according to the lawsuit. So, and the video is called Through a Pedophile's Eyes. So this is why. So now they're trying to say that Ari Spears is a pedophile. This is the part that's damaging. Forget the money. Forget the skit and all of that. You're damaging somebody's reputation. She can't go back and get back what you said about her because it's already been put out there, and neither can he. And he's probably looked at even worse because he's a guy.
That's right.
Right. And the girl was 14.
Well, yeah.
The little boy was 7.
Well, let's look at this, too. Let's not forget the fact. These kids had parents, right, that you said – So the parents were not on the set. No one was being a bodyguard or a escort during this filming. You just put your kids in somebody's trust for $100.
There had to be somebody there filming, and I believe in one of the things that I read, the mother was present. The mother was present. This is the other part of it. According to the boy, his mom dropped him to Spears' house, and then something took place. According to the boy.
So whose fault is that?
The mama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, right. Because the boy is 7 years old, right? So you're going to drop your kid off. I don't give a damn if he's a celebrity. I don't give a fuck if he's Michael Jackson or Prince or whoever. You're still dropping off your kid at somebody's house for $100? That's
but
all you're doing?
They claim that it's bogus. What they're saying is bogus. It's frivolous. They're making something out of nothing so that they can get money. So if they were doing a skit or a film, and this was supposed to have transpired, and now they're trying to get money off of it?
Mm-hmm.
You waited all this time? That's crazy. And then you don't see, I looked at two articles. I don't see nothing about police.
I want Lady Justice to chime in on it real quick, because I know she has experience with dealing with situations like this, kidnapping and stuff like that. And with all due respect, I say that. Lady Justice, what's your thought again? I mean, because I just said it doesn't make sense to me that you wait 8 years to ask for an apology, money, you drop your kid off, your 7-year-old.
They were asking for 8 years.
Hold on. Let me finish. You drop your child off to someone's house. You drop them off. What's your thoughts about that? I mean, and you don't know that it's not a family member. It's not like your aunt. It's like an auntie or grand or uncle or grandmom or whatever. I mean, what's your thoughts about this, of the trust value that these parents must have had? And obviously they must have been wrong if this story is true. What's your thoughts about this?
You drop your child off first and foremost. You gave, it's like you sold your kids to the devil for $100. You okayed it, and now 8 years later you're saying, that wasn't okay. He didn't like that. Is that his fault or is that your fault? Should we be looking at you for negligence? Should he be looking at you for that? Didn't you know that the topic of the show was going to be about pedophiles? What did you think was going to happen in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the signs were there, and you still allowed your 7-year-old son to go with another man that was already intending on a movie for pedophiles. What? Maybe I'm confused. I think there's something wrong.
According to what's being put out there, both Spears and Tiffany Haddish were friends of the mother. So they weren't strangers to her at all. And to me, it just sounds like they were both being set up for this moment right here, because according to one of the kids' mothers, Spears, in 2018, the mother negotiated a settlement with him in 2018, but has nothing to do with Haddish or the two minor children, according to the lawsuit. So it was something totally different that she did a settlement with him for. And this is crazy to me, because it just, again, it just sounds like you're whatever you need to do to get money, but you have put these people's names out there. And, again, why would you wait this long? You know, being somebody that's been molested, being somebody that's been raped, I wouldn't take that long. Like, I let my mother know when I got the courage, but I was still a teenager. I mean, I was still a young girl at the time. I wasn't even 14 yet when I finally told my mother. So it was up to her then to do something about it. But my mother didn't then say, okay, well, then you go on over there with the person that you just said molested you or whatever. That's not what you do. Like, at the end of the day, if I'm putting my kid in a situation like that, I'm going to be there with my kid the entire time. I'm not leaving my kid. I don't care if it's my mama.
But
here's the problem I have is I look at the timeline. I'm going to be honest. I'm a court TV fanatic. I watch court TV a lot. You know why? Because that's reality TV. That shit ain't no acting. That ain't no TV show that you watch for an hour and they solve the crime. This is real deal. These are folks who committed murder and everything. So, but I'm just looking at the timeline of this. You know, it's not a murder involved, but why 8 years? Why all of a sudden say, you know what, they were wrong for doing this to you and you. We need to make this public. We need an apology, and we need some money. Now, let's look at Tiffany Haddish right now. Tiffany Haddish is doing pretty good. She's got a new show coming on. Y'all know that, right? She's doing pretty good. She's hosting shit. She's got a new show that's coming on. Now, Ari Spears, I don't know. And like you just said that there was something that was Cotton, you said that allegedly where they were trying to work out a deal in the pack with Ari Spears, but Tiffany was not involved in it. But Tiffany is blowing up now. So now all of a sudden, well, let's go ahead and go after Tiffany. See, the timing here is questionable with me.
That's right.
You had 8 years. Actually, you had eight whole years. You could have done this shit the day of it, 6 months, a year.
Even when they agreed to do the thing.
Correct. It don't make sense. And that's negligence. And to be honest with you, and I'm going to let you ladies discuss more, but I would, if it was brought to the law, to law enforcement, hell, I would be investigating the parents.
Okay.
Because who got the money, actually? After the deed was done, who really got the money? Who really got the cash? The kids have to wait 8 years? Oh, so now they're adults. See, they were minors then. Let's think about this. They were minors at the time of the situation, but now they're grown. Now they want to go after. Mama and daddy have to answer to that. Hello.
Mommy, mommy and daddy had to answer to them. Letting them be in it in first place. And
I ain't
then
talking
you
about first place. I'm talking about that. Right. I already said that. But
right,
I'm just saying
right,
in general.
But, I mean, it was wrong. You knew what the movie was about. The eyes of, in the eyes of a pedophile. It's crazy.
Like these parents, all they see is money. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the money at the end of the day. And then they'll keep coming back for more as long as they think they can.
Well, now that this is out, I don't know if they can keep coming back trying to extort them, because the lawyer said that it was bogus and frivolous that they keep asking for money. You know.
Mm-hmm. Not jail time, but money.
Mm-hmm.
Signed an agreement. They should have tried to figure out what actions were going to be taken in this pedophilia movie in the first place. Okay, it's about pedophiles, so you want my son, my 7-year-old son in that movie? What are you going to be doing? Like, I need to see the script. That don't fit the bill.
I need to be present.
I have one question. Is there any footage of this? Has anybody heard if there was any footage?
Yeah, it's a video.
What was it?
It's
okay,
video.
So the video's there. Okay,
uh-huh.
So it's there, right? Okay, so it's available for folks to see. Right? Okay. So this has been put out there. Now, And be honest, I knew nothing about this until I heard a little bit about it. I'm glad that you brought it up, so Cotton, as a conversation. So this movie has been in existence for, what, 8 years? Let's look at the timeline here. This video, well, maybe 7 after production, all that shit, has been out there. And you wait 8 years later, you know that your children's bodies and their everything about them is being shared. And what was it? $100? Right?
$100.
And this video is out here. What the fuck is wrong with this picture 8 years later? I think the parents need to be investigated, not the individuals, Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears at this point. It's the parents. I think needs to be investigated first. But again,
they tried to say it was a grooming lawsuit.
Again, excuse me, I'm almost done. But again, we have to look at the fact of, you know, of how long ago this was. There is a certain amount of time that you could press charges in some states. Was this in California? Was this in New York? Was this in Texas? I don't know. I'd like to know. I'll take a look at it and everything. Because you have to look at it that way. And in my mind, I'm thinking that that time ran out and this family is just taking, or these parents are really going out on a limb. You know what I mean? And they're embarrassing themselves and their kids. That's my take on it. They should have done this shit years ago. If there was something wrong, which they should have never
do it in first.
Allowed it.
They should have.
Mm-hmm.
That would have solved the whole
thing.
Yeah.
They should have
never done it in the first place. We'd be having this discussion.
We would never be at this point. Right. We would never be at this point.
But if you know automatically that it's a pedophile movie and now they're trying to say that they were groomed during the movie.
Right.
And you wait all this time. And like Tiffany Haddish says, this is nothing but a shakedown. They're just trying to get some money. But then you're trying to mess up somebody's career. You probably already messed up their career. So what kind of money you plan on getting? They're
right.
going to end up being in trouble because when you try to extort somebody, you go to jail too.
Well, I just said that. Mm-hmm. I said that earlier. After the statute of limitation runs out, look, there are so many choices, so many directions. Everybody had had. Okay, everybody had a choice. We're talking about 8 years later when Cotton said 2014. I'm like, well, wait a minute, 2014.
2014.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
they even got 2013.
Either way, it doesn't matter. It's over the statute of limitation in most states. So right there, definitely sets off a whistle. You waited this many years to bring this to the public. Like I said, you look at where Tiffany Haddish, who is now becoming very popular, new TV show, new this, that, and the other. Okay, she's going to get fatter checks. Now you want to bring this up. Barry Spears, just a comedian, done some shows, not as big as Tiffany at the moment. But the bottom line is this. As a parent, you dropped the ball, as Lady Justice said, in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You threw your kid out there to the wolves. That's what you did. You fucked up. You were hoping your kid was going to do something and get to be popular and everything, and you were going to make money off of it. You're going to get some money in your car. Your kid is going to be a star. That's what you're thinking. And I know many parents who think that shit.
Yep.
Many
That's
of them
exactly
do it every day. Yeah. Oh, I trust them. Yeah, this is so-and-so. They're going to make my child a star. My kid is going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a celebrity. And I'm going to reap the benefits. No, now you fucked up. Mm-hmm. And you fucked your kid up. That's what you did. That's the bottom line.
Now,
so
the kids could have very
sometimes I have to.
After seeing that stuff, the kids could have felt some type of way, like, why did you sell me off
mm-hmm.
like that? And that may be why it's coming up now. I don't know, but I am going to take a look at it. Because
mm-hmm.
8 years later, who brought it up? There was a discussion somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lady Justice. There was a discussion somewhere. It took 8 years for that conversation to come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wasn't happy. Somebody
That's right.
had a certain feeling about this whole thing. And they brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're hearing about it. And that's why right now we are talking about it. But this shit should not have happened.
Yeah, they're upset that Tiffany Haddish is going up, and they're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tiffany's become popular, and they still ain't. This is the only way for you to know they're. This is the only way for them to come up.
This is where they start to feel they're relevant.
Well, you know what? They can go on the media circuit, which many do, go and talk on the talk shows and everything, make a couple of $1,000s here and there, you know, blow that. That's it, you know.
Can I read one thing, Michael?
You know, sure.
I just want to read, because I was reading the whole article, but it says, Haddish and the accuser's mother were reportedly once good friends, and it was suggested that after the actress stated she couldn't be of help with the mother's entertainment career, things took a turn.
Uh-huh. Bingo.
Mm-hmm. 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 And that's when she threatened to reveal the names of the accusers. Yeah, and they said the resulting in black backlash because there were minors at the time of their incident. Yeah, so she wanted somebody to help her along with the career, her career, and because it didn't happen, she's throwing this out.
Yeah.
The alleged. Okay, this is alleged. See, it has to be assault alleged. You know that term alleged? You know, whenever you hear a story about a murder. No. What I'm saying, it has to be used as alleged because any reporter knows. You can't say, so-and-so did this. They say, well, the alleged crime of, you know, because that means the accusation of this being, they can't say it's a fact. See, you can't make a person guilty.
They didn't say alleged, Michael.
I understand that, but I'm saying that. But that's allegedly. That's her word, right? That's what she said. She alleges that situation. Am I right or wrong? She's saying this. So that's alleged. There's no fact or proof in that whole thing whatsoever. No fact, no proof. And Lady Justice, I know you know what I'm talking about. You can't say this person that did this. You have to say allegedly did this or is accused of this. You can't say did it until they are found guilty in a court of law of doing so.
That's right.
They're not going to a court of law.
Yeah.
I know that. The point I'm trying to – stop for a minute. I'm saying that for a moment just to clarify something here. What you just read is an allegation. There's no proof. This is her word. This is what she said, or this is what was said. But there's no proof that was the case. But that's allegedly what the situation was. You understand the difference, right? Allegedly. There's no proof. But that's what was printed. They can't say that's a fact. And I know this. You know this. Still, and again, it comes back to the whole thing. This was not reported to any law enforcement for 8 years, and now it still hasn't been, according to what you have shared and what I've been told on this conversation. They have not got law enforcement involved. They have made it public on social media, got social media involved, sharing the story, alleged crime. Allegedly this happened. There's no proof because there's been no investigation. And now want an apology and some undisclosed amount of money. Am I on point here or not? After 8 years. Lady Justice, am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Okay. It's just as simple as that, you know. Like, as I always say, something in the buttermilk ain't clean. Why you wait 8 years?
and you still haven't reported this to any law enforcement. You got a lawyer. You're threatening to sue and everything, or you're asking to do an out-of-court settlement, basically, and have a lawyer deal with their lawyers of a case that there's no investigation, no proof, just a hearsay. Yes, the video exists. The video
the lawyers
exists, according to what you guys said.
The lawyers are out of their mind.
Yeah, I mean, if I were a lawyer, I'd be like, whoa, wait a minute. If I was a defense lawyer for Tiffany Haddish, I'd be like, what proof, show me something that you feel like was wrong in this whole agreement, I guess, if y'all had that they come to the house. Because I do recall it said that went to Ari Spears' house, not Tiffany Haddish's house, went over there. I mean, what's the timeline on this whole damn thing? And the lawyers are probably going crazy over this because as a lawyer, you're going to be like, I got to see something because I'm defending my client. But there's nothing that was done through law enforcement. No investigation.
What are you defending, though, as a lawyer?
Uh-huh.
What's being defended as a lawyer? If we know there's a video out there, we know that the mother had to sign an agreement, we know that she agreed on $100, what are we defending?
Right.
So y'all probably should read the story. Then that way you'll have a little bit more clarity because the story goes into a lot more details than what you're able to discuss right here. So that's why you're unclear as to what they're trying to defend
or what they're trying to go after them for. Right. Okay. So, right. Because, you know, well, you brought it up. All right. So, and I was not aware
of
it.
That's why
but you brought
giving
it up.
A little bit, giving some of the content that's written in Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll read the story. And next week, we'll go back into it and look at the whole thing. Still, and again, the whole 8 years to pass. It's really mind-boggling to me. And so I have to read the whole story. And you're right. But since you brought it up, I'm going to read it. We're going to go ahead and touch on that again next Saturday. Because, I'm curious about this. Because you're talking about Tiffany Haddish, Ari Spears. I like his comedy and everything. I hate to see any, especially black comedians, get into some trouble like this, if they're in trouble, if this could ruin their careers, I hate to see that type of stuff. But I kind of wonder, because you have to be careful about individuals who get involved with entertainers and want to sue them. Somebody said, R. Kelly, even though everything that he did, which is wrong, with molestation with kids and this, that, and the other, he's been charged for this and the other. He's looking at 30 years. But there's people who have murdered folks and only do 15 years. How does that equal out? That's interesting. How does that equal out? And we're going to talk about a lot of other things regarding the judicial system that we live in. It don't make sense. Okay, ladies. Gentlemen, when I say gentlemen, everybody who's been listening online, thank you for tuning in to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. It's been a great conversation. I see 216-356 on the board. Do you have a question or comment before we go off air? I did do a little bit of overtime to finish out this little segment of our conversation. And so I extended the show just a little bit. So 216, if you have a question, probably hit the number 1. I'll open up your mic. If not, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, you guys. And I truly appreciate, again, the ladies of TMGN. Let's talk about it with your host, Cotton Campbell, every third Thursday of the month.
broadcast here. And just quickly, give us the times again.
It's going to be 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every third Thursday of the month with the ladies of TMG. You know, let's talk about it. I will post the next topic that's coming up so that everybody can have that. But definitely join us because we do have a lot of fun on the show even though we talk about some serious things, we're enjoying our time as well. Happy birthday to Time and Ship. I wanted to say that before we got off.
He didn't call me and text me. I'm gonna have to call his ass and tell him, man. You can tell me, but anyway, hey, I got something you all need to listen to.
Hey, this is St. James, and you're tuned in to TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, home of the Michael Gay Show, and let's talk about it with your host Cotton Campbell. So keep it locked here for more great conversation on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Let's get it, baby.
All right, 216, thank you. I know you like that, right, Cotton, from St. James. But, hey, I see where 216-356 opened up their mic. Your mic is open. You have a question or comment before we get off the air?
This is L.A. Hello, everyone. I had sent you the link
LA.
To those stories for you, Michael, so you can be able to read up on them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You know,
because you brought that up, and I think it was a great topic to talk about. You know, and I don't know the whole story, I just want to say this is that where I wasn't aware of the whole thing. But the thing is, like I said, I don't know the whole story background of where they were doing a movie or this and the other. My whole thing was that it's 8 years later. That's what gets
me. Yeah, it was a Saturday Night Live.
It doesn't matter. Okay. So it was involved with Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
NBC was involved in this?
Pardon me? Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears.
Okay. I mean, we'll follow up on it. Because when you said a Saturday Night Live skit, then you're talking about NBC was involved in this. Because that's Saturday Night Live, right?
Yes, okay. That's right. I didn't hear you say NBC. I didn't.
What Rolling Stone says is that it's on a popular Funny or Die comedy website. It does not mention Saturday Night Live at all. It doesn't.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to do the research on that and take a look at it because yes, go ahead.
Can you send me those links,
Hello?
Too? Can you
I will. I'm looking for them here on my phone. You guys gotta remember I'm on two laptops
messenger.
And my phone at the same time. So I'm looking at my laptop and everything and I'm looking at my phone. And my other laptop. Okay, you sent it to me on Messenger. So I would definitely pull them up. Wait a minute. You sent them to Messenger?
Yes, to your page, not your group page,
okay.
But to your name page,
my
your profile
page. Okay. But you have my phone
number,
right?
Yeah, I sent it to Messenger. Yes, sir.
No, I'm saying you have my phone number. Okay. So that's
yes, I have your phone number.
Okay, so that's what it is. Okay, that's why I need to look. All right, I'll pull it up and I'll share that with you. Lady Justice. One moment. I'm sorry. Let me back out of that. Okay, so now I see you here. Attachment. Okay, so, Ari Spears, Tiffany Haddish, accusers say they're ready to settle lawsuits over pedophile skits. Accuser urges DA to immediately arrest Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears from the molestation lawsuit. So now the law enforcement has got involved. Excuse me. So now what's the difference? According to what we were talking about before, they didn't have law enforcement involved, but now they're asking the DA to immediately arrest them. I'm sorry, I got something in my throat. Now, isn't that interesting to you, Lady Justice?
Of course it is. But, you know, the parents were the ones that got the money. They should sue the parents.
Well, I'm saying that when we started talking about this, it was supposed to be an out-of-court settlement. You just sent me some links. One is from blackenterprise.com. Excuse me. That says, Ari Spears and Tiffany Haddish accusers say they're ready to settle lawsuit over the pedophile skits. That's from blackenterprise.com. Then you sent me another link that says, accuser urges district attorney, DA, to, quote, immediately arrest Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears amid molestation lawsuit. That's from people.com. Which is which? So now it's in the court of law. Obviously, if it's going through this post or this information that people.com has posted, correct? Hello, everybody. Is everybody gone?
No, I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I had sent it backwards in a way because the other one was the first story, and then the one about the settlement is the last story on it.
Okay. Again, my question is, so now is this becoming a legal, of actual legal action in the court of law, according to what you just sent me, saying that they're asking the DA to arrest them? You follow what I'm saying? So this is no longer an out-of-court settlement. Now law enforcement is involved. The district attorney is involved. So obviously they're saying, hey, look, we're going to take this to court. So the family is now not saying, okay, allegedly, I'll say allegedly, they're like, hey, look, we done put out that offer. You know, you can pay us and settle out of court. And we'll let this go, and obviously the accused is saying we're not going to do that. So now they're asking the DA to charge them. Am I correct?
Now they're just ready to settle.
Oh, hold on. Let's get this right here. I'm going to try it again. Hey, Justice, you heard what I said. Cotton, you heard what I said. Let's get this right here. Okay. This is what I
first
I'm
they were
looking
ready
at.
To arrest them, and now they're ready to settle. But I sent you the whole page.
But my question goes back to this. I'm going to try this again. I'm reading what you sent me, and maybe you didn't send it in the right order. I'll read it again. Ari Spears and Tiffany Haddish accusers say they are ready to settle lawsuit over pedophile skits. This came, then you sent another one that says accuser urges
the
district attorney.
Look at the date on those.
Okay, the date. I have to look at the date. All right, so let me open this up. All right, so this one here from backenterprise.com, September 17th, that's today, okay? They say they're ready to settle the lawsuit over the pedophile skit. Then I'll look at the other one. This was for September the 7th.
Okay. Now, I find this interesting, and Lady Justice, follow me and tell me, and Cotton, the one that says they're ready to settle was for today, the 17th, according to the date that this was posted. And I don't know if this actually happened in court, you know, today, but so again, this was posted. Then here on the one that says September the 7th, accuser urges DA to immediately arrest Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears amid molestation lawsuit. So do you feel like they just made the accusations and didn't really file a complaint? They waited? That might be possible. They might have made accusations and didn't actually file a complaint. And now we're at the 17th of the month because this one here was 7th. Now the 17th, they're like, well, we'll take some money at an apology. Does that sound like what's going on here?
10 days later.
Okay.
They obviously didn't have a case.
Okay. Right. There was no investigation. That's what I said. Obviously, there was no investigation, and you're talking about 8 years later. You're going after them. Go ahead. You were saying, Lady Justice, was that you or was that Cotton?
That was me. I'm trying to still figure out. Like, is it like formal for the accuser to be ready to settle, or the victims to be ready to settle? Like, I'm confused right there.
The accusers are ready to settle.
So,
that could go either way. If you really think about it, that could go either way, because if I'm the accused, I could say, I ain't giving you a damn dime because none of this shit is true, right?
Period.
And the accuser could say, well, I could sit up here and keep making these allegations and make your life horrible. Remember Michael Jackson and a few other celebrities went ahead and just paid off their accusers just to make them go away, right? Because, and I say Michael Jackson, but there's been many other celebrities, actors, who have been accused of stuff, and they might just pay them off and get them out of my face, right? Because it would cost them more time and money to sit up there in a courtroom and this and the other, you know, and lawyers and everything. You know, some people rather go ahead and give you $100,000 than spend $300,000 trying to keep you from defaming them. That's a fact. So I'm kind of confused, like Lady just said, who is willing to settle? Is it where the accuser's saying, hey, look, if you give us $100,000, we'll settle for this? Or is it the accused saying, we'll give you $100,000 to drop it? Who's doing what?
Exactly.
Is there anything said about that at all?
It said it in the title that the accusers were ready to settle.
Okay, I'm on the wrong screen. I'm looking at the other one.
I haven't seen anything like that. I Googled it, but I don't see any in like the ABC News or any of the other news things. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, okay. Hold on. It says, okay, I have to back up. Yeah, okay, where she says, Ari Spears and Tiffany Haddish accusers say they are ready to settle lawsuit over pedophile skit. Well, L.A., you sent it to me in a reverse form, so that threw me off, so I apologize. So here's what the thing says. The two siblings who are suing comedians Ari Spears and Tiffany Haddish after accusing them of grooming and molesting them for a comedy skit are reportedly ready to settle their lawsuit. The comedians were accused on August 30th of participating in two comedy skits back in 2013, and 2014. So we're talking about 9 years that abused a 14-year-old
girl and a 7-year-old boy. The siblings are referred to as Jan Doe and, hold on, Jan Doe and John Doe in the lawsuit, which claims that Spears and Haddish encouraged Jan Doe to mimic performing oral sex for a comedy bit. The lawsuit also contends that John Doe was made to play in his underwear as Spears' character pretends to lust after the boy in a skit called Through a Pedophile's Eyes. Excuse me. According to Radar Online, the defendants said that they've reached out to Spears and Haddish but haven't been successful. Jane Doe also claimed that the comedians instead tried to contact their mother to force my brother and me to settle. Jane Doe also said that Haddish would have to pay for the mediation, which she said must take place in Las Vegas within the next 2 weeks. The 22-year-old, now follow this, the 22-year-old also wants Haddish to publicly apologize for her role in the pedophile skits and recant her claims that the sibling's mother has tried to shake her down for years. So this young lady was 14. She's 22 now. She's 22 years old now. Interesting.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so I was going to say, so y'all do know who owns the Funny or Die website, right? The founders of it. Will Ferrell is one of those people.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, whatever it was approved by the people that founded this company. So why aren't they also being held accountable if it was put out there, or even who wrote the skit for it to be in existence in the first place? Like, it's a lot of questions. Lots of questions at the end of the day. Because I was like, Will Ferrell, I've never heard of this website before, but apparently it's popular to some people, but I've never heard of it. But it does
exist. Well, I know who Will Ferrell is. I do know who Will Ferrell is. But you know what? I have to say this, Cotton, though. When people talk about Bill Cosby and the stories of where he molested girls at the Playboy Mansion, well, how come Hugh Hefner wasn't taken to jail? Okay,
exactly.
Why you got little kids? Why you have little kids at a place that's a sexual orgy, you know, which is known as that, and you got 14 and 15 year old girls making accusations that they were raped by or molested by Bill Cosby? Well, Bill Cosby couldn't have been the only one who did it, because we're talking about the fucking Playboy Mansion, okay? So,
When you watch some of the video that I sent you, I sent you some videos of part of the skit that was done.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's a skit, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know that
I'll
would
take a look at
kids for that.
Mm-hmm. For that skit.
It sounds like the kid didn't go very far and the kid didn't make enough money, and so this is the second way. I mean, that's just from what I'm hearing. I haven't read anything. All I know is what I'm hearing, but I am going to take a look. But for me, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, basically.
I just wonder the whole thing, it comes back to the parents for me. That's the main thing. It comes back to the parents. Why?
Yes, it does.
Did you leave your kids there? I mean, did you ever have a conversation with Tiffany Haddish and with Ari Spears? So what will they be doing? You know what I'm saying? You gotta read the script. It just don't make no damn sense. I'm going to put your kid in a movie. You are? Well, go ahead. What are they going to be doing? Acting. Okay. That's cool with me.
that's not enough information for my ass. My son is grown. I got two granddaughters. If someone said, hey, look, I want your granddaughters in a movie. What movie? What's the title? What's it about? Where are you filming? Okay. What are they wearing? What's the shot going to be from? What's the whole character they're playing? I'll be there. See what I'm saying? As a parent, okay, I'll be there. Because I'm not going to let you sit up here and expose my child or degrade my child, you know, anything for your movie. You're not going to throw a pie in her face if she don't want one. You're not going to surprise her, you know, with some kind of skit. I'm going to be there. And you're going to tell
especially
me exactly
one
what's
like
going
that.
On.
Yeah,
right.
Especially one that's so serious.
Well,
that's a very serious topic.
Well, and that's the whole thing. I'm not defending Tiffany Haddish or Ari Spears. I'll have to look at the video, like you said. I'll take a look at it because I don't want to respond on it because we only have a little bit of time left. But I'll take a look at it. And we'll have to, you know, look at this because truly I don't think that the parents have a leg to stand on. Looking at the time that has expired and the whole situation, there was no allegation of rape. No allegation of rape. And when you make an allegation of molestation and based on the video, which I haven't looked at yet, I'll take a look at it. And I'll look at it. And like I said, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a judge. I'll have to look at it. It may not be comical content. Some folks may look at it as I see some shit on television. I'm shocked to see, and parents ain't suing. Obviously, they got a check for allowing their kids to play certain roles or say certain words. But I don't think the parents have, or the kids, because the 22-year-old is the one that I just read is the one who was asking for the apology and some kind of a monetary settlement. I don't think it's going to happen.
And, of course, they don't have that skit up anymore. Of course they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they took it down when this happened. Or they may not even have ever published it. We don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you managed to share it, so it's still available somewhere. I said,
well, yeah, of course, everything is on YouTube, so that's where I found a clipping of it is on YouTube, because people automatically, but it's not on that Funny or Die website at all.
Okay,
there's some stuff with Tiffany on it, but nothing with Aries on it.
Wow. That's interesting. Let me fast forward real quick. I did add a little bit of time so we can, you know, discuss that. And I truly appreciate you ladies and gentlemen that are listening on the internet. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look up something else. And I can't find it. All right. No problem. So we're about to go ahead and get off air, and I truly appreciate each and every one of you for coming on and joining us this Saturday on the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And you know what's going on now? It is football season, and I'm sure many of you, some of you, are football fans, right? Some of you ladies are, right? Football fans, come on now. Just start it.
Yes.
All right. Come on, man. Come on. You got to be. You got to be. All of us love football. At least I do. So, the season has started. And what's your favorite team, Cotton? Kansas City.
I got the Chiefs, New England, and 49ers.
I didn't hear you clearly. The 49ers? Okay.
Chiefs, New England, and 49ers.
Oh, you got multiple teams. Okay. Let's see. Lady Justice, you are who?
I'm a diehard 49er fan.
Where you live?
No, it's where I stay right now. I stay in Chiefs Kingdom, but I'm from Cali.
Oh, okay. And I do believe I still have L.A. on the line. Are you a Cleveland Brown fan, L.A., since you're in Cleveland?
Of course.
I got to give you credit. You know, because the Browns have been one of the sorriest teams for ages, many years, right? But in the last few years, they've been a great contender, right?
That's right.
You better give her more credit than that, because them Chiefs wasn't doing nothing for a long time.
We die hard. We love our team. We love
That's
that
right.
brown and orange.
Okay, no matter win, lose, or draw.
Maybe
I think it's going to be a great season. Just like the rest of you, I love football season, and I'm glad that I could watch it on my phone, wherever I'm at, whatever. But it's going to be interesting. I think the first games, Sunday and Thursday night games have been awesome games, and Monday night games have been awesome. It's showing us who's getting started, you know, out the gate right away, winning, you know, their first games. But you know what? Doesn't say what the end of the season is going to be like. Atlanta Falcons, you guys are starting the season just like you do every season. You start winning the game in the start, and then you let it slip away at the end of the game. You got to stop that shit. You win them by 14 points, and you let the team come back and beat your ass. Okay, you got to stop that. you know, should be exciting. Should be a lot of fun. And so you guys enjoy the season. Right now, I'm having a little issue with the board, so I apologize. Because I'm not able to click on the closing track. So... what's going on here? I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, let me do this real quick. Let's see if that changes things. All right, looks like that might have solved it. Okay. Maybe. And maybe not. All right. I hate dead air, you guys. So I'm trying to see if this board will act right. And I have to say, Cotton, I hope this never happens to you when Blog Talk screws up. And right now it's giving me a little problem. Okay, now I'm getting connected back, it looks like. Okay. We're here. And I'm back on the board. I'll go ahead and clear it out. And the time is 8:45. We got about 15 minutes before we're going to shut it down. Lady Justice, I like what you shared last Thursday and the stories that you shared on the show and everything. But let me ask you something. Now, you're in California, right?
I'm in Kansas City.
You're there? Kansas
yes,
City, but you're from Cali, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, Cotton, you in California, right?
Yes, I'm from Kansas City, and I live in Kansas.
Okay, so here's why I want, because I heard you say something about California that the other night on your show. Okay, so you said that
you know, you're not from Cali, and you kind of stick to yourself, and California people are a certain way. I kind of took, you know, that kind of personal thing. That's my home. And seeing that Lady Justice is from Cali, but she's in Kansas City, where you're normally at, what is it about Cali that you don't like so far? Because you haven't been there long, I guess. But what is it that you don't like about California, if you don't mind? Yeah, you.
I've been in California since 1989. Back and forth,
okay,
you know. And it's the people here that I have the issue with. The weather, I love the weather. I don't like the high prices. It's the people. So I had friends.
Yeah, well,
that
that's
I
the
thought
question.
Were
what
friends,
is, what
but
is
they're not.
The
they're not my friends.
Okay, but what is it about the people? I'm just curious. You said it's just the people. What are they? Fake, phony? You know,
that's
just
very self-centered.
Just between you
they,
and me,
they lack. They lack hospitality. They lack the. They lack hospitality. We're in Georgia. Or Texas, or even certain people back home, you get a little more hospitality from people. It's a little bit better than being
more
here.
Personal, right?
Very
more personal,
very much so. Yeah,
personable, right?
So,
now, Lady Justice,
yes.
You from California, and you're in Cotton's home state. Well, basically, like her normal stomping ground is Kansas.
Yeah.
What's your take on Cali, and well your take on in defense of Cali, but also you being in defense, what's different from California and where you are now?
Honestly, I don't like Kansas City. I don't like Kansas. Here's the thing. The funny thing about me and Cotton. I have been back to Cali since the 80s. I've been in Kansas City since the 90s. I still don't like Kansas City. Because, number one, Kansas City does not allow you to grow. They won't do anything to help you grow or flourish. It's like one of these. You is crabbed in a bucket, actually. It's trying to pull you down in every shape, form, or fashion. Now, I didn't spend I spent my childhood in Cali, and my childhood was. But you know, and
you're
so
breaking up. You're breaking up.
Cali,
say it again.
Was fine. Cali was fine until my mother got murdered. When I came to Kansas City,
right.
I encountered the same thing. Like, I met my serial murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I meet people, like, I've met people on planes that have come to Kansas City, and they tell me, Yolanda, you are one of the most friendliest people that I have met in Kansas City. And even those same people, 20 years later, say the same damn thing. These people out here are rude.
Yeah. She's not lying.
Okay. Hold on. Pause that because we only got 10 minutes. But now, Cotton, you heard what Sadie Justin said about Kansas City. You said the same thing about California.
Yeah, but
she's
not lying. She's not lying about what she said. California. I mean, Kansas City does not, they don't make that room to grow. And that's, I mean, and I don't like the cold. I mean, I'm in California for a reason. I would never live in Kansas City again because it would drive me crazy. I can't handle it. I'm used to city life. I'm used to, you know, things being a certain way. And so as I don't like the people in California, I don't like the people more probably in Kansas City. Just from the last experience that when I was there.
Okay.
But growing up,
come on to Cleveland. Come on to Cleveland. We're more diverse.
I'm on the next plane.
You know, I've never been to Cleveland or Kansas City. Like I said, I'm
too.
Well, I've never been to Cleveland or Kansas City. I'm from California. I was born there and raised there, but I lived in Georgia. And to be honest, Georgia, when I first came to Georgia, I only stayed in Georgia for 6 months and went back to California because when I came here back in the 80s, it was still very redneck, very racist in the area that I was living. Now, if you were in downtown Atlanta, you know, it was different, but no, I was in the, you know, my dad's house. You know, I moved here. He convinced me to come here, and he was up here where, you know, the suburbs and, you know, nice neighborhood, somewhat diverse, but locally, I mean, it was very racist still back in the 80s. But no, I went back to California, and California's just expensive as hell. But I like the fact that you ladies shared the fact of your experiences in these different areas. I'd love to visit Kansas City. I would love to visit, of course, Cleveland, and I hope to do so, especially Cleveland. L.A., I would like to visit there because seeing, you know, the man that helped me get what I'm doing going, Mr. Lynn Tolliver, I'd like to be able to see his home and the radio station and everything he started at. You know, I truly appreciate him. But, wow. So both of y'all agree on the whole Cleveland thing. I'm sorry, the Kansas City thing. But California-wise, now, Lady Justice, do you agree with Cotton as far as California people? Are they rude and this and the other, as she put it?
I have never myself experienced it because, like I said, I my childhood was there, and I came to Kansas City as an adult. So maybe the things that she experienced as an adult, I didn't get to because I was a child having fun. I was able to be a kid. So I didn't get that.
Yeah. So was it the rudeness that they're not rude. They're self-centered.
Oh, well, that's Hollywood.
So, so it's all about Cali. It's all about themselves, you know. And you have to keep in mind, when I came here, I was a Kansas City girl, didn't know nothing about California like that. And so to everybody else, I'm just some naive young lady who don't know nothing. So any way that you can find to take advantage of that, you will.
Well, yeah, you got to be careful. Yeah, if you're new. And the thing is that you have to be cautious of sharing your newness. You follow me?
Yeah.
Be cautious.
Yeah.
You know, when you can, don't share so much. Don't share the fact you're that new, because you are going to attract folks who are going to try to take advantage of you. Study a lot about California and act like, oh yeah, this ain't my first time here. Oh shit, I come to California all the time, but I decided to come and stay for a little bit. See what I'm saying? You got to roll it like that.
Yeah, I didn't know that at 19 though. So you know, or 20, I didn't know that at 19 and 20. I'm just, you know, trying to live life like I think everybody else is. So you learn the hard way, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. Hey, ladies and everyone who's listening to the show, I truly appreciate you tuning in. You know, the TMGS, we have been broadcasting live for, now 2 years. We actually came off of the J. King Network. And we appreciate our journey there. You know, things change. And we've been blessed to be at our 157th show, I believe, or 58th show, which we broadcast every Saturday. We've been blessed to bring a new show to the network, which is called Let's Talk About It, that broadcasts every Thursday, every third Thursday of the month, with your host, Cotton Campbell, and the ladies of TMGN. And you got to tune in and go to the Michael Gay Network on where you'll see what's coming up, our upcoming guests. And as I said, we're working on some more guests that we've had on before that's going to return, like Bunny DeBar. She's going to come back because she's finishing up her new book. You all know Bunny from the DeBarge family. She's an author and just a great spirit, a great individual, funny as all get out. So she's going to be joining us in the not-too-distant future, and we're going to talk about her upcoming new book, okay? And we have a few other artists that we are in discussions with. We'll be on the show, like Carl Thomas and Danny Boy will be joining us. So we thank you for your support, and there's so much more. We are that variety show. We base ourselves as that. We have confidence in what we do, and we just hope that you continue to support us and tune in and join the conversation. Okay? It's the TMGN. It's the TMGN Network, and that's our, you know, that's our goal, to bring you great conversation, and you have to be involved. We really encourage you to be involved into the conversations and joining our special guests. All right, so we're going to get out of here, you guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay? Ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
All
good
right.
Night.
And the thing is, like I said, the great Jesse Powell passed away, the vocalist, Jesse Powell. But I want to close the show with a music from the legendary Mr. Ramsey Lewis. You guys remember this song called, Sun Goddess. But I'm going to give you something from Ramsey Lewis in memory of the legend. Good night, you guys. God bless. Bye-bye.
Good night. God bless.